popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
Welcome to Healing Our World. I, of course, want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July weekend. I know the 4th was yesterday, but for many of us, it's a long weekend. And I just pray and hope that we're all not taking our independence for granted and that we're taking a moment to think about what this is really all about. Celebrating our independence is very important as citizens. But what will the world be like for our children and our grandchildren? The world is changing rapidly as we know it. And growing up, I'm concerned about the world that my beautiful grandbabies will inherit. Before I get into my program, though, I want to and introduce my guest. I want to talk about real and honest and truthful information. You know, it's really hard to find. And Republic Broadcasting Network and its owner, John Stattmiller, are dedicated to honest and truthful programming. If you appreciate our programs, you can show your support and your appreciation by pledging your financial support, because currently we're having a pledge drive. You can simply call the show at 1-800-724-2719. And again, that number, for those of you who are running right now and going to grab your debit or your credit card, you can call 800-724-2719. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and you can simply click on the donate button and you can give us your wonderful donation, no matter how small or large. We appreciate it because it takes a tremendous amount of finances to keep a station like Republic Broadcasting going. You can also mail in a check. You can send a check to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. And that's Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I will give you that address again now and again later in the program. But you can send your check to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. But the easiest way, obviously, is to just call in and give us a credit card and let us know what you're willing to pledge. The call-in number, again, to pledge in support of our network is 800-724-2719. So, I'm glad to be with you today. I will tell you that my new co-host, Jody, is currently unavailable. She has been hit with a thunderstorm that knocked out her electricity, and she is unable to join us today. But that's okay. We're going to just carry on. I've got a wonderful program scheduled. I'm glad that my guest and I are on the same team. Eileen Denneman is a fighter and has made a huge impact in this world. She is another prime example of how one person with a passionate mission can make a difference and impact the lives of thousands. I am sure that when she was a young woman many years ago, she never envisioned that she would be the founder and the leader of the National Coalition of Organized Women. The National Coalition of Organized Women is a verb, an organization force, a dynamic energy based on the united field and quantum physics, which defines it. It has no matrix and no special tax status and really no agenda. Eileen says it cannot be found because it is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. All activities arise from individuals like you and I, his or her personal connection to the source and the enlightened spiritual impulses driving therefrom. You know, people like us who get passionately involved in topics that make a difference to the world are driven by our force. I believe it's God. I call my source God. I believe God propels me each and every day to wake up and to share what I know about what needs to change in this crazy world out there. And not everybody is driven like I am or like Eileen, but everybody can do a part. And so many times people sit on the sideline and they think you have to be special in some way to get out there and get involved and do something. The bottom line is we're just normal people who happen to be passionate about something that we believe is very, very important and will impact the lives of our children and our grandbabies. So the National Coalition of Organized Women is simply individuals spending their own time and money as individuals speaking up for progressive change and a new vision for America. And I know that a lot of my listeners share this common vision, a better place. A place that looks like it used to look maybe 50, 60, 80 years ago. A place that can take the best of all of the modern conveniences that we have, but get back to the core foundation of who we are and who our founding fathers were. The National Coalition of Organized Women is considered the grandmother of many of the anti-GMO coalitions. Miss Denneman is not only the founder of the National Coalition of Organized Women, but she also founded the Vaccination Liberation Army because she believes that if we can get to the students in the middle schools and the high schools or even in the grade school level, if we can get to them and empower them and to get them thinking about vaccinations and educate them, then we can see needed changes in the next generation of children. Because you know and I know that if we can get to the minds of the children and we can mold them and give them the necessary tools to critically think about things like vaccination and genetically modified foods, they will grow up stronger individuals with the determination to do it differently. That's how I raised my children. All of my children are part of the fight somehow, some way. And the people that they're affiliated with and that they're associated with become part of the team as well. And that's how it works, folks. One person believing in something and sharing it with somebody else and loving them until they change and understand whatever it is that they're trying to share with them. And this is what we as parents should be doing with our children and our grandbabies, is talking to them about issues in this world that are gone wrong, that have gone wrong, that are not right, so that they can be aware as they grow and mature and sit around with their friends, you know, around a campfire while camping and talk about common affairs, current affairs. They'll be armed with some of the information that they need. This is like a flame that needs to be engulfed and fanned. And so that's what this is all about. The Student Vaccine Liberation Army, by the way, her website is vaccinationliberationarmy.com. Their mission statement is, armed with knowledge, we are committed to articulate, propagate, promulgate, disseminate, and circulate information for the purpose of encouraging critical thinking, conversations about the risk and dangers of vaccinations, the risk of prescription drugs, the philosophy of sovereignty, of personhood, and liberation through mental clarity and spiritual and physical health, all in such a way that such activities do not disrupt school operations or interfere with the rights of others. So, Eileen, I'm just so glad that you're joining me today. Welcome to Healing Our World.
Hi, Mary. Mary, the website is actually, it's the Vaccine Liberation Army, not the Vaccination Liberation. So it's Vaccine Liberation Army.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
So I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July.
Well, you know, I don't celebrate the 4th of July. I mean, I'm not really crazy about what the trend in America is.
And, you know, I agree with you there, and that's why we do what we do. But if you'll hold that thought, Eileen, we're going to take a short break to hear from our station supporters, and we'll be back in just a moment.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-parasite intestinal freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Healing Our World, and I am your host, Mary Toko. My guest today is Eileen Deneman, and she is the founder of National Coalition of Organized Women and also the Vaccine Liberation Army. The website I would like you to refer to is vaccineliberationarmy.com. In fact, if you go there, you're going to see that there are several videos about current affairs going on around the country that she has posted for you pertaining to all kinds of information. But first of all, how did you get involved, Eileen? What really got you motivated to start the National Coalition of Organized Women? Because I believe that's where this all began.
At the time, I was very apolitical growing up. I mean, I was grew up, you know, in the times of the Vietnamese War, and I wasn't even kind of aware of it. I mean, so I'm not like a an activist by at that time. And what happened was, what happened? I don't even remember anymore how I got involved. But I was working for Dennis Kucinich, who was running for president at some point. And no, that's not how I got started. I got started in Iowa, where I had trademarked the traffic signs in America. So I actually owned the trademark for several, you know, common traffic signs. And what happened was Monsanto put out a new product. They were still in the chemical business. They were doing wear-dated fabric at the time. And it was called Monsanto wear-dated fabric. And they used the name traffic control because they were making rugs that you could walk from your kitchen to your living room and not make traffic patterns. And so I, being in Iowa, went with a lawyer from Des Moines who was actually also the lawyer for Pioneer Hybrid, the corn people. We went to St. Louis to tell them that I had the trademark for traffic control and all that. So we sat in front of the intellectual properties lawyer for Monsanto. The guy's name was Brian Banner. So it turns out that Brian Banner is the son of Don Banner and has another brother, Banner, and his father was the trademark commissioner. So here I got a real face-off with the revolving door of government. So meanwhile, his father, Don Banner, and the brothers are really deep in the intellectual property business here behind the scenes. And it was the fact that this level of reality is taking place that allowed the patenting of novel life forms. So from this whole, you know, revolving door with Monsanto, and they had another lawyer called Mike Taylor, who was a lawyer for Spalding and King, a Monsanto law firm. He was the assistant FDA director under Kessler. So all this that's going on here is basically Monsanto, you know, being in the government and then hiring people from the government to their own company and revolving back and forth. And so the big deal that people don't quite understand is when the trademark and the American Trademark Commissioner allowed the trademarking of novel life forms, the DNA, that's when this whole paradigm shifted into biotechnology. Big, big, important time. So once the Patent and Trademark Office allowed the patenting of novel life forms, GMO modified food, then Mike Taylor, who was a lawyer for Spalding and King, and he was at the FDA assistant to Dr. Kessler. Dr. Kessler was off, you know, handling the cigarette, the time when they were doing the cigarette campaigns. And so Mike Taylor was basically in charge. And so he brought in the Calgene tomato, which was the first model for genetic engineering. So he brought that into the FDA. Then he left the FDA, went back to Spalding and King from Monsanto, did the paperwork there. Then when he finished that, left again, and then he came back to the FDA. Mike Taylor now is the czar of the major bigwig of the entire FDA.
Mm. Yeah. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, and at the time, I remember another guy, and this is 34 years ago, I remember another guy, his name was, I thought it was Gerrymander, and I remember in high school I was learning about gerrymandering, so I kind of remember his name. Anyway, I didn't spend much time thinking about him until recently. It turns out that Gerald with a J, Mand, M-A-N-D-E, is basically the head of deputy director, head of food safety and food security. And so the USDA is basically run by Mandy, and the FDA is run by Taylor, and they're both run by Monsanto.
My goodness, you found yourself in quite a spider web, didn't you?
Yeah, it came easy to me. I don't know what my karma was, but I could follow the bad guys down a rabbit hole.
And, you know, and what's interesting, too, is that you said you trademarked traffic signs. Yeah. And I guess my question is, what would even motivate you to trademark traffic signs? I've never heard of that.
Right. So there was a guy in my community in Fairfield, Iowa, and he was quite a, entrepreneurial kind of guy. And he had the idea to have traffic signs on T-shirts, for instance, for a pregnancy, let's say, a T-shirt called Bump, you know, the Bump sign, Slippery When Wet, Yield, you know, he had soft shoulders, but he never could take anything anywhere. So I asked him, could I have permission? And so what I did was I trademarked some of these signs, and I had a friend who had a big company in the garment district make some outfits for some nightgown type of thing for Kmart. And once you sell it in a big way like that, you automatically get the trademark, even though you don't actually do the paperwork. So I began to get the trademark for, like, Slippery and When Wet. It was, like, one of the first ones. And a company started using this trademark on men's pants, and that was their whole big business. And they didn't have the trademark. I had the trademark. So I got, like, about, what was it, $150,000 from that guy who sued me. But since I had a trademark, so the reason you can get the trademark is because the trademark works this way. Let's say I have a scarf company and I want to name it a public domain name like Echo. So even though everybody can use the word Echo in language, as far as selling, buying and selling in the marketplace for scarves, for example, I can apply to the trademark company and own the word Echo as far as selling goods and services. And so the traffic signs are also public domain. So I actually trademarked the traffic signs because they're public domain, and I started selling them, I gained the trademarks.
How exciting. I've never heard of such a thing. And I never heard your history. I think it's amazing because now it's progressed so far to, I mean, you've always, obviously you're called into being an active person in this regard because you've made such a difference. How I first learned about you was through the Gardasil vaccination, problems with the Gardasil vaccine. I think that's when we crossed paths at a conference. And because I've met you, you know, a couple times, I think, in person. And we both are very active in the vaccine fight. I call it the vaccine education revolution. And so I think that's the first time I met you was when you were dealing with the Gardasil. Can you give us an update on what's going on around the country with the Gardasil? Because I understand that the uptake of Gardasil is falling off dramatically. People are not anxious to take it, and I think they're probably losing money. When we come back, we'll talk about Gardasil with Eileen. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Healing Our World. I am Mary Poco, your host, and we are talking with Eileen Denneman. Just before the break, I'd mentioned Gardasil vaccination and how she got very involved with that for a period of time. In fact, if you go to vaccineliberationarmy.com and put in the search Gardasil primer, you will see a video that will break your heart. These are true stories of things that have happened in the lives of young women who've gotten the Gardasil vaccination. I personally have met women and families of young girls who have died. And so you can actually go on our website and take a moment and view some of those videos. But we're going to go and we're going to kind of switch up here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the flu vaccine, because she's been very active in discovering why the flu vaccine is so detrimental for people. And those of you who've listened to me in the past and have been to my website, you know, on my front page of childhoodshots.com, which just got a facelift, by the way. But if you go on my front page and you look under current articles, you're going to see that there was a whole study done by Dr. William Shaw on the dangers of acetaminophen and the use of Tylenol and 90 other medications sold in the United States that contain acetaminophen, and how it is one of the precursors that sends our children down the autism into autism regression. And we now understand the mechanism of injury and what is going on in the brain of these young children who are given vaccinations and, of course, told, go home, you know, take some Tylenol. Mom, give that baby Tylenol if the baby runs a fever. And, of course, we know now that acetaminophen shuts down four metabolic pathways in the brain so that the children are not able to detoxify the toxic load that they are given. But Eileen has done extensive study looking at cytochrome P450. And so I'll let you take over and talk about what that means and what you found out with the influenza vaccine, Eileen.
Okay. I'm going to be very layman-like because this is a very difficult subject. It's called pharmacogenetics, and it's the interaction between pharmaceutical drugs and one's metabolic pathway. So it's going to be like try to be really simple. So so everybody has a particular mechanism, and even the plants do. It's called cytochrome P450. And by using all these numbers, it makes it even more difficult for us to understand it. But anyway, cytochrome P450 is a gene pathway, and it has several channels, and they number those too, like 2D6, 3A4, things like that. But anyway, the cytochrome P450 2D6 is one. Cytochrome P450 3A4 is another. Anyway, with these detox pathways, so it turns out that 10% of Caucasians, for example, do not have the activity of the major cytochrome P450 2D6. What that means are these individuals are called non-metabolizers. They're born that way, and in my research, it's kind of like, gee, it seems like a lot of spiritual organic people are prone to this because what happens, for instance, in Africa, the Tanzanian Africans, the Ethiopian Africans, they don't have good soil. So they've been eating weeds for generations. And so those who were like Darwinianism, they're always strong enough to live through eating all these weeds, they actually multiply the cytochrome P450 2D6. So they're called ultra metabolizers. In other words, they could take a medicine, because weeds are like medicines, and they could just send it, zooming out of their body. So now we have in America and Europe, we have really good soil. We were all organic before 1938, 1940. And so that's not that far along. And so those people who were into organic and spirituality, their cytochrome, this is my hypothesis, their cytochrome P450 2D6 was basically dormant because there was no toxicity going on. So it was basically dormant, like the opposite of what was happening in Africa. But anyway, so it turns out that now we're in a toxic soup. Now we're getting 39 vaccines by the time we're 6 years old. I'm sorry, 39 vaccines. We're getting 54 vaccine doses by the time we're 6 years old, four of which are in utero, so they're actually shooting the kids, the emerging humanity in utero. And so these kids are being born in a toxic soup. On top of that, all these new SSRI drugs, all these antidepressants, antipsychotics, 25% of children are on psych medication, 10,000 toddlers, we're talking about 2-3 years old, all these kids that are having seizures, we're in a toxic soup. So 10% of Caucasians are known to be non-metabolizers. My son is a non-metabolizer, and this is how I found out, which is a whole other story. But the thing is that when a non-metabolizer, which I believe is like James Holmes, the Sandy Hook killer, Jared Loughner, the Columbine, there are kids that are about 26 years old, and they're committing these heinous crimes. But while they're taking these new drugs, these kids can't metabolize these drugs. They're probably the demographics that are missing their activity of the cytochrome P450. But no one will test them. The judge won't test them. I have tried. But there is some progress. So
well, and can I just interject here?
Yeah.
I I really, really believe, I've been studying your work and also this topic now, and I actually make it part of my lectures. When I do a lecture on vaccinations and natural immunity, I'm talking about the segment of the population out there now that is not able, they are not capable of detoxing because they have this this genetic malfunction. And it's a fact. I mean, even one of my five children, excuse me, who have never been vaccinated, were never given prescription medications or over-the-counter drugs, were raised naturally. Even one of mine, I have discovered, has this genetic malformation. And you're right. If these children are on psych medications, it's no wonder that they are flipping out and doing all of these terrible things, because they are ultra metabolizing. They're not of sound mind because the medication is just not working the way it's intended in the brain.
Well, actually, it's not a malfunction. It's actually it's just a genetic variation, because I think the kids, like the kids who are missing it, are basically never didn't need it. It just became dormant, you know, and now they're all of a sudden they're in a toxic soup. So they can't metabolize, and even if they, you know, do street drugs, you know, and even if they do caffeine, it's really interesting. Kids, the caffeine, St. John's wort, grapefruit, you know, kids who do not have, or non-metabolizers, they actually can't even take those substances. But anyway, the bottom line is that there's a new study that came out that turns out that, giving the influenza vaccine turns out that it interferes in the detox process. And I don't know if this study was studying it now. It was with or without mercury, because mercury interferes in the cytochrome detox process as well. So we have a person whose daughter from Canada, 5 years old, died. She was given the influenza vaccine at 5 years old, and then given because she had a reaction. Every time she had a vaccine, she had a reaction. She wound up to be like 3-4 years old, having asthma, and having that, which we call vaccine injury, asthma, diabetes, obesity, ADHD, autism. But anyway, she had the asthma situation, and they still gave her vaccines. And then they gave her the influenza vaccine. So the influenza vaccine interferes in the cytochrome P450-3A4, which also metabolizes cannabis, with, you know, it's interesting enough. But anyway, so she was already, no doubt, depleted with, you know, glutathione, which is also regulated by cytochrome P450. So she's already depleted, so they give her the influenza shot, which interferes in the metabolism, and then they give her the Tylenol, which needs that very mechanism to take it out of the body. So they basically killed her, you know, by depleting her ability to metabolize, by giving the influenza shot and all the other shots she got, and then by giving her the Tylenol, which needs those channels, which she ain't got, and so she died.
Do you, by chance, have a reference to that study for my listening audience? I have a very well-read, very, very educated listening audience out there. These folks are listening to this type of talk all the time, and I know that some of them are probably wondering where they could find a copy of that study.
Okay.
And if you could let me know what that is, and if you don't have it now, maybe by the end of the program, because I think that this people need to be armed with this information when their loved ones are going to take the flu vaccination. And, you know, they need to know that there's a study that shows that taking the influenza vaccination can interfere with your ability to metabolize medication and drugs and detox them.
Right.
And so this is even more reason why people should avoid the flu vaccination.
Right.
Because it's like we don't know. It's like Russian roulette. We're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors. And please stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm here with Togo. I would like to, first of all, invite everybody to join my new website, childhoodshots.com. It has a new look, and there's a few things that might not be working yet. Be patient with me, but there's a ton of information about natural immunity, how to raise healthy children, how to think about everything, especially the, like all of the normal natural illnesses that children have. You need to understand that we have not been told the truth. Vaccines have not eradicated all of these illnesses. Vaccinations came in decades after a marked decline had been already noted in the death rate of all of the normal infectious illnesses that our children are being over-vaccinated for. So check out my website, childhoodshots.com. Also, if you're interested in bringing me to your community, you can help me reach hundreds in your community and start what I call a vaccine education revolution. All it takes is good people like you wanting to make a difference, helping me reach those people in your community, because there are people out there searching for the truth. They're confused. They don't know who to believe. They listen to their doctor and they listen to the television. that uses fear to get them in for vaccinations and other medications. And the reality is if they were armed with just some of the facts that I share in my presentation, they would be set free with the truth. So if you're interested in getting me out to your community, I'm booking the fall right now, and I have limited availability. So if you're interested in bringing me to your community, go to my website, childhoodshots.com, and there will be a button for you to click on, and it says Invite Mary Toko. Also, Facebook. I don't get on as often as I would like, but I'm going to try. I'm getting more settled in my new area down here in Charleston, so I'm going to be hitting the Facebook more often. And this is where I post all kinds of current events. And now my guest, Eileen Deneman, she has a wonderful website called Vaccine Liberation Army. And if you will go to there, you will see that she covers a lot of current events. Eileen, let's talk about the landmark agricultural bill in Virginia. You have a video on there, and why are you so involved in this subject?
Okay, so the landmark, that's about the farmer gal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really great, because we cover not only vaccines, but, you know, psych drugs, of course, and also liberty issues, you know, sovereignty issues. So it turns out that this gal in Virginia, who's a farmer, you know, small farmer, she makes her own goat soap and, like, really cool stuff, really beautiful woman, and she was having a party for some children, and she had posted it in the newspaper or something like that, you know, come to the farm, you know, learn about farming and all, and she, her municipality, you know, the county supervisors, nailed her for, you know, selling her soap and stuff from her farm. It's not allowed, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they carried on and carried on till she owed $2 million.
Mm.
Yeah. And so, but a lot of people who are farmers got behind her. And, she's been doing this since like 2012, and she won.
Awesome. So, yes, yeah. Folks, her name is Martha Bonetta. She had a 64-acre farm, and boy, this is good news, because we don't often hear good news like this. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go to Vaccine Liberation Army and watch this video. I believe it's Fox News interviewing her, and she won. So now is she allowed to sell her wares from her farm?
Yes, basically, it's the Virginia officials of her county, Fauquier County, sued her $15,000 per day for hosting a birthday party for 8 to 10-year-old girls without a permit, and for advertising pumpkin carvings. The fine eventually reached $2 million, and then supporters gathered around her and vented their anger, what they call, like, out-of-control government. And so this bill became law the other day, which allows Bonita and small farmers to actually sell their produce from their land. You go to the farm and you buy it.
So, well, anyway, that should set a precedence for the rest of the country as well.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Definitely. Yeah, because, you know, like with Monsanto and everything else, they're consolidating into genetic engineering. They're actually, in my town in Iowa, they're building a big 20 million bushels being sent to Mexico. This is corn, genetically engineered corn to Mexico, when Mexico has banned the planting of genetic engineering, because Mexico is a center of great corn. But we've totally destroyed the corn products in Mexico. And now that they've said they're going, you can't plant corn there, GMO corn. Now what we're doing is we're building a big elevator on Warren Buffett's BNS railway there in Iowa, and sending 20 million bushels of corn into Mexico and into Asia Pacific. We're poisoning the world. That's why I'm not a rah, rah, rah on July 4th.
Well, and I understand that, and the reason I focus on celebrating July 4th is because of what little independence we do have, and the freedoms that we have been able to express and feel in our own lives. will probably never be there for the next generation of children. And so to me, I cherish every minute of whatever freedoms we do have, because I know things are not looking good for the next generation. Now, also, you have breaking news, New York State High Court verdict. Municipalities can ban fracking.
Yeah.
And just briefly, you know, we don't have too much time here, but...
But I also wanted to know that I actually published those two studies for you, by the way. So if people go to Vaccine Liberation Army, they'll get the Tylenol influenza vaccine connection studies.
Wonderful. They're on your website.
Now they're on the website, and they're first man up. Yes, so the breaking news is that a landmark decision on June 30th, 2014, that's just a few days ago, that rules that New York municipalities have the right to keep fracking out of their borders.
Again, this is powerful, because fracking is destroying the water system, and literally it's so, the damage from it is so far-reaching. If you don't know what fracking is, folks, just simply Google it. It's a way of extracting oil from deep, deep, deep within the earth, and it's literally destroying people's land and their water sources. And it's big business invading on private property. And so this is wonderful to hear that people can get involved. Again, this is just another example of how we can make a difference in our local communities by getting involved and getting involved with those things that we feel passionate about. I personally think fracking is terrible. I know that there are a lot of people out there making tons of money off of it, and it is a way to get the oil out of the crust and in the core, but it is destroying the lives and the homes and the water source for so many people. And so this is good news. So, Eileen, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for taking your busy Saturday and joining me. We'll get you back here again in another 6 or 8 months and get an update on some of the current news around the country. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Like I said, I'm glad you're on my team, because
I want to thank you, by the way. I want to tell everybody that go local. And one of the local things to do is if you get Mary Taco, you know, into your school, into your library, put some posters around, get, you know, parents to come, you will have changed your town. And if when it comes to fracking or anything local also, stay local. Like with Vaccine Liberation Army, we give free rolls of 250 stickers so that people can give it to kids. Because be local, be street, have your boots on the ground. Because when you armchair quarterback to the government, you're wasting your time.
Exactly. And by the way, if you want those free stickers to give out at your football games or your hockey games or basketball games to students, they're really cool. She's designed them. They're on her website. How else can they get a hold of you, Eileen? We have about 30 seconds left.
Okay, they just go to the website, Vaccine Liberation Army, and then click contact. You'll contact me and ask me for a roll of stickers. They're high-end. They're gorgeous. The kids love it. They never reject you, ever, because kids love stickers. They collect stickers. Parents look at what the kids get, and then parents want to look at the stickers to make sure they're looking at a good website. So it's really effective, and we give the whole roll of 250, and then just give them out, and just contact me. That's all.
And also, folks, you can make a donation, because everything she does also has a cost. And don't forget to support RBN, our pledge drive. The number to donate one last moment here, 800-724-2719, to support RBN. And we thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless. And we look forward to talking with you next week.